You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Papa Who,
Exposed Onions,
Crappy Vacay,
Naked Handle.
Ooh, I've got a handle when I'm naked.
Ugh, I can't even handle thinking about that.
Yeah, oh.
Welcome to the Roll Podcast. I'm your host, Roman the Bow.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Rob, sweaty cast. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm not sweaty.
Well, I'm sweaty.
I have air conditioning.
You know, you got air conditioning. That must be nice. I'm just stewing in my own juices over here.
This is the season.
Yeah. It's hot out there, man.
It is. But finally.
You know what? Like, it's if I got to take the hot or the cold, I'll take the hot.
Right. Well, that's, you know, as myself, being a contractor, like, it gets, whatever I work, they don't put the air conditioning on.
No, of course not. It's stifling sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So, and we don't wear shorts at work because, good thing, because you'd see everybody's nuts hanging out of their side of the pant leg.
I don't think you're allowed normally. It depends on your boss, but normally you got to wear pants.
Well, like, obviously, for safety reasons, yeah.
But,
and it's a good thing.
Painters,
but,
you know, guys like painters and the trim guys. Those guys will always wear shorts because they can.
Trim guys. Anyway.
Everybody loves trim.
Everybody loves the trim. Yeah.
I miss trim. There's no trim anymore.
So, yeah, I need to say, hey, I know we're Canadian. It's like, oh, my God, it's so hot. It's like, yeah, it's actually we've officially had our first hot day of the year, and it's June 12th.
Yeah, actually the hottest day of the year.
Yeah.
So on the centigrade side, it was up around 33, felt like 38.
Yeah. To our California listeners, I usually wear a hoodie to work, but now I can actually drive to work in a T-shirt. Like, I left the gym. It was like, 5:30
Well, in this weather, most of the time you're working with guys who aren't wearing shirts. It's just so freaking hot. Now, I know we like to, you know, tell like our California listeners, but last year we had more hot days than California did.
Hotter days or just hot for us?
Hot. It was hotter overall. Oh. They were experiencing 17, 18 degrees Celsius. We were up around 28,
29,
30, 35.
Oh, wow.
Most of the summer. Yeah, there was a big stretch there where everybody's like, well, we're way hotter than LA right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but and I know it's cyclical and all that, but it's they had lots of rain, I think, last year.
Also, too, people forget, like, the most southern tip of Ontario, Point Pelee, I believe it's called or something, is the lines of latitude.
It's lower than the northern border of California.
You got it, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we it gets hot, man.
It's hot.
Plus, it's also, this is it's a city. It's a giant city. It's the fourth largest city in North America.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's all concrete, man.
Yeah.
So it radiates a lot of heat, and same thing with like where I live and where you live. They're big cities, and you know, we still have a lot of canopy, but it only does so much, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
We're shaking bacon most of the time.
We are, yeah. So
plus we're very pasty, so it's very hard on us.
Yes, exactly. That's especially last month. It was unseasonably cold for May. We're like, oh, it's so cold. I'm like, I'm from Sudbury, bitch. Like, fuck, you don't know cold. this is a tepid weather we're having.
Yeah, I've walked out and seen polar bears go, oh, brr. Yeah, exactly. Get out of here.
Exactly. So kind of a slow week, I guess. I got a new kitchen, so nothing out of the ordinary. No comic cons per se. No
new kitchen downstairs or upstairs?
Upstairs.
Oh, really?
You make it sound like in your mansion.
Well, no, I just have like, you have like a little possible bar set up downstairs, so I didn't know.
I do have.
Oh, that's right. You already did that. So now you've renovated your kitchen. I've been there, man. That's,
yeah.
not fun.
Yeah, but that's so it's one of those it's one of those gets done. You mean, and but the problem is when you're doing normally bathrooms. You mean like people if you have a, if you own a home now the trend is ensuite bathrooms and everybody's got 2-3 bathrooms. You mean if you're lucky enough.
Yeah, I kind of bucked the trend. Instead of putting an ensuite to my master bedroom, which it is connected.
Right.
If I wanted to put a door, like a pocket door or something, right. I just put a porthole just to make it creepier.
Just like a peekaboo, like on Porky's?
Just exactly. Like you're on a ship and you have like a circular porthole.
Yeah.
It's out of brass and you open it up and you can go, hello. I'm taking a shit. What are you doing? Hello.
What's it? It's like, what was that about? It
smells like the sea in here.
Yeah, it does. That's salt water in that toilet there.
Yeah, that's right.
Enjoy.
Definitely a brine of some sort.
God. Well, that reminds me, at work, we got into these, obviously, the like the washrooms, like I'm doing, we're doing a university building. So they have like these porta potties inside the building.
Yes.
And it's, like, there's literally, like, it looks like a cupboard you open if you have to go pinch a loaf. Of course, I can't. I need home court advantage. There's no way. No way. I'm
That's
one of those.
A lot of clenching if you got to give in.
Yeah, but, you mean, I got to clench. Like, if you've seen the people.
Well, welcome to the Roman Podcast with your host, Roman LeBeau, and Rob, the incontinent Cass. So how did you get that name, Rob? A lot of clenching.
No, I can stand up and obviously use the – there's a urinal on the backside of this toilet. Like, it's literally – it's not a full porta potty. It's just like – almost like a porta cubicle, bathroom cubicle, where you got to step up. You can close the door so, like, people walking down the hall can see your feet. If you have to pinch said loaf. And on the back side, it's just there's a wall with a little basin halfway down it, so it's all mud and molded plastic, so it's like a little pee, it's a urinal. So basically, but the problem is they have a kind of a wood, they put up a wood border around to kind of separate a little bit more so people can't see your profile of your wiener when you're taking a leak, because you're literally, there's no sides to this thing. Like,
you walk back out and there's like the art classes there, they've been sketching you the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. The tasteful nudes.
I call it a man in de-stress.
no, this is I should explain, this is a closed side of the university, so like we're building in a building adjacent to the open side. So, but either way,
I call him a member of the urination.
Yes. So there's people all over the place. But the problem is now, because you can stand behind it or sit in front, but some people, if you're standing in the urinal behind, some people will just hop in that cubicle and just stand up to pee. So you're literally peeing and you're facing each other eye to eye.
Oh, it's open between the two.
About chin high. You can actually... Oh, hey, how you doing, buddy?
Jim, hi. All right.
Yeah, so it's very intimate.
Lovers in the night, exchanging tea bills.
It's just, you have a nice, powerful stream there today, Bill. Thank you. Just, I had my prostate.
Have you tried Flomax? Because you seem to have an issue.
Yeah. No, I'm just a little stage fright. I'm not used to having people.
I feel uncomfortable. Yes. Well, I can see that. It's just shriveling right up. But you should talk to somebody about that. Yes. I'm trying not to talk to you about it.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Yeah.
Just stop talking. Just stop. I can't stop it.
Can't. It's horrible. So yeah, but anyway, work is work, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. We got a couple things we can talk about.
Yes.
I think you want to talk about probably the game last night.
Yes, Penguins won the Stanley Cup. I'm not a Pens fan. I'm the opposite. I'm a New Jersey Devils fan.
I got a cousin who's a hardcore Pens fan, so he's very happy. I believe that he posted something about back to back. Did they win it last year too?
Yeah. The thing is too, like people our age, we were of an age when we saw like Lemieux and Yager. We were like seniors in high school and like starting post like college.
No,
or
it's
university.
Crosby and Yager's not there anymore.
Well, Yager's still playing.
He's still playing though.
Yeah.
Still banging 20-year-old models. So
yeah.
Good on you,
poor bastard. But so like anybody our age that jumped on the bandwagon with Mario Lemieux. And if they stayed on, now they're getting treated again to like a second, like another renaissance of Penguins winning cups.
Exactly.
So if you're a Pens fan, congratulations. There was a goal that was taken away that the Preds are going to be screaming at. And
it's going to be like the Leafs talking about the refs for the next 20 years.
Yeah. But the problem is, it's, we've had that too. Remember when we used to have that people that don't know, there's a little crease, a little blue area in front of the goalie. And they had a rule where if your foot was in, if your skate was in the crease, you couldn't score. It was just to get people to stop from interfering with the goaltender.
Right.
So, and it came back to bite them because an overtime goal to win the Stanley Cup when the Dallas Stars won it in 1999, the foot was in the crease. But by the time the pandemonium ended, they couldn't call back the goal because they were literally giving out the Stanley Cup. So Buffalo screamed, "Oh, well, Dallas won it in five games." And Brett Hull, you remember, he scored the overtime winning goal. It's like, right. Well, don't put yourself in the position where you're on an elimination game and it's and the score is tied and anything can happen. You mean that's it's shitty that a bad call doesn't go your way, but you really put yourself behind the eight ball where in sports anything can fucking happen. You mean so you know this, and you know if the whistle would have went the other way, they'd be planning game seven and hoping for a parade in Nashville. Like they would have taken it. So you can't.
Yeah. For our European and Eurasian friends who are listening, if you've never seen hockey, it's just like soccer, what you call football. Except when somebody hits you, it's for real. That's the only difference.
Yeah. Where that you can fight. Yeah. As long as you don't fall down. Once you fall down, the refs and the linesmen come in and break you up. Yeah. But yeah, you can literally just start. You can drop your gloves.
Yeah, the rule is you have to make contact in order for it to be actual contact.
Yes.
Not like soccer or football. It's, you know, where they're 20 feet away and they swipe at him and he falls down and he goes, ah!
Like he got shot, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Yeah. One of the ice, grass, it doesn't matter. That's the only real difference.
Yeah, one of the Pens had a fractured shin in game two and he stayed in and he won it in the game six. Like, these guys are, of course, it's for the Stanley Cup. And anybody, if you're not a hockey fan or not Canadian, you mean, it'd be like, what do you want to be? Do you want to be in a movie next to Brad Pitt or win a cup? You're like, win a cup.
Yeah.
I don't like the Montreal Canadiens. It's like, would you want to win a cup with the Montreal Canadiens? Absolutely. Yes, of course. Yeah, is my name going to be on the cup?
I did see a commercial. I don't know if it was for Nike or what it was for, but they put hockey players through football routines and they put football players through hockey routines.
players,
of course, were dominating because they train like that anyways off ice.
Yeah.
Right? So they were doing like the flags where you run and you have a flag behind you.
It's like stepping through the tires and
and they were doing the hurdles and they were just doing it. They were just nailing it, and then they brought a couple football players
on the ice
on skates. That was hilarious because they couldn't do anything.
Yes,
you know, you must be scared though if you've never been on ice. That's gonna scare the shit out of you because if you fall, it hurts.
Well, you see that a lot when college players are drafted. You see some guys like in football. And they get drafted and they get sent to Denver and they're like, oh my God, you see it on YouTube. You can see freshmen or rookie players seeing snow for the first time.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
Not on my end. What did you, do you have something?
I want to talk about Father's Day is coming up, right?
Yes.
Well, I mean, for the rest of us.
Is it a confusing day for you? Do you get a lot of phone calls? Like, daddy, daddy.
Yeah, it's every Father's Day. I'm like, dodged another one.
Now, you wouldn't throw a rock in a schoolyard, mind you, just in case.
Just in case, yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, what I find hilarious is that DNA testing companies are really promoting this as a gift for dad, right? I've seen all over Facebook and all over Instagram going like, yo, $50 off, get a DNA tested with, I won't say the company names, but it's like my jerked off DNA or whatever.
Yeah,
and
just
saying like, send us your DNA and you can show your, you know, for dad, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, so you know what the end result is? At best, it's, oh, hey, I'm related to you. At worst, it's, oh, guess what? Good news. We no longer have to celebrate Father's Day.
Well, at least not with you.
Yeah, it's. and the gift I got you was that you're not my father.
Yeah.
Oh. And I swear, and I know some people might, you know, get a little upset, but I'm telling you right now, I've seen the Maury Povich show.
Yes.
I know the deception that happens.
Yeah.
When women decide to choose a mate, not the one who's technically the father, but one that would give their kid better life.
And we're talking about Maury Povich.
And not tell the father.
Yeah, we're talking about Maury Povich. So we get it. That's a small sampling of a very trashy.
Yeah, but it does happen. It's happened for people who have bone marrow cancer.
Yep.
Right? The dad has bone marrow cancer, so the daughter decides she's going to – I must be a match to get tested. And they realize not only are you not a match, you're genetically not it's not even your dad.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's happened a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's not even like a Maury like, oh, it's a small – no, like it's happening in the thousands.
Yeah. Well, it's not something – We don't watch Maury all the time, and my wife's been off on maternity leave, and then if I had the odd day off, I'm like, oh, cool, Maury. Like, there's some women that like, oh yeah, I was with another guy, but he was so old. He was like 52. I'm like, what? You're a fucking idiot. Like, and also too, I see. You mean when I'm a father of two myself, and when you're a parent, you're a parent. That's it. Like, guys, you pay for your kid. You mean be there for your kid.
In this country, in this province specifically, that if you take responsibility for the kid,
mm-hmm.
right, and it is not your kid, proven,
yep.
what they will do is they will go after the father, and you still have to pay because you acknowledge them as your kid and yep. you acknowledge them as. So now you're paying two ways. You have to pay half, and then he has to pay half.
Well, and that's what I see. Like, some of these women that go on this show, like, obviously we're using Maury because it's where we see it. They swear up and down that some dude's the father, and then they realize, oh, he's not the father. So how many of these cases are not on television that go on every day? Like, how many guys are paying for kids that's not theirs? And how come these women aren't criminally responsible?
That's the thing that gets me. When it's done on purpose.
Yes.
Right? And you know what? It's happened to a friend of ours.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We've seen it happen. And like I said, hey, it does happen. And you know what, guys? If you're going to go have unprotected sex with a woman, whether she tells you she's on the pill or birth control, whatever it is, that's on you, dude. Like,
yeah, no problem. If that's my kid, I'll take care of him. We're going to have a test done just to be sure. And you're like, don't you love me? Oh, no, I do. But I want to make sure.
There was an exchange of funds.
Yes. Like the first night we slept together, there was an exchange of funds.
Yes.
But that's what I mean. It's just like, because I seen this with the bone marrow thing where it was happening by the thousands, where all these people are like, I can't get bone marrow transplants because like my kid is not my kid.
Yeah.
The DNA testing is just another avenue of people going, oh, look, Dad, I'm this, this, and this. And then he goes, hey, you know, I got mine done, and I'm none of those things. You know, it says my paternal lineage is from Israel and then partly from Greece. And he's like, I'm from Ireland. I don't understand.
Well, that's just it. It's
I just think it's like the worst idea for a gift, because talk about something that can blow up in your face.
Yeah.
Get him a Subway card, all right?
Yeah, Subway,
go
fresh.
Get a sub. And he'll be happy. It won't be a crappy gift, something he'll throw in a drawer.
Yep.
You don't know what to buy Dad. If he's a golfer, get him something for golf. Otherwise, get him something to, to go buy something he wants. Get him a gift card, and then, you know, or get him a Subway card.
Yeah.
Right?
Eat fresh.
Save your family, people. Buy a Subway card.
Yeah, exactly. Why? Because, like, Mom, I ordered Dad this DNA thing. No, don't do that.
No, that's what I mean. Like, there must be so many women
sweating,
who are panicking, looking at their kids going, you know, who are YouTubers and going like, oh, Mom, I'm going to get a DNA test. Like, no. You know what? Just don't tell your father.
Yeah.
Because I took his DNA when we got married. When we got married, I took everything, including his DNA. Yeah. Well, it doesn't make any sense.
You're doing not making any sense. Yeah, like guys, hey, like we're not excuse. Like I said, we're not excusing the men. Hey, you have sex, you pay. Like that's
it. And we're not talking about the deadbeat dads who don't pay for their kids. Yeah. Those guys are assholes, and you know. We're talking about the situation that these people are in where, you know, you grew up thinking this is your kid. Now, by then, it is your kid, of course.
Yeah.
You know, like you've raised her or him on your own, with your spouse as your kid. So you never look at the kid and go, you're not mine. But,
considering when you can, like the whole point is to prove parentage.
But imagine you have one sibling that is not related to the father, and then you have like two more that are, and then the father passes and they find that out and there's an inheritance. Well, we'd like to cut you out because You're not actually his kid.
Yeah, that's nice where people get stupid.
Yeah, like, you know, like
that's what you mean. I don't know. I don't understand.
All right. Well, anyways, my point is genetic testing is going to ruin a bunch of families. So
yes, it is.
Please enjoy. Send them a fruit basket or a Subway card.
Subway card.
Your dad will be happy with a Subway card.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Everybody loves Jared. No way. My news is old.
Prison love Jared.
My news is old. Sorry. My notes are very old.
No, it's still up to date. It's just where they love him is different. Yes, now.
Exactly. He's still enjoying footlongs. Just and eating fresh, I'm telling you.
I still remember the time we were in line. That was the first time they'd opened a Subway in our small town. So north of Subway, where we're originally from.
Yep.
We're in line, and it was Val Karen at the Subway shop. The first time it opened. So I'm in line, and you're ahead of me. And they're like, oh, select your bread. And it's like this and that and whole wheat. And then instead of calling it Italian, they just said white, right?
Yeah, footlong, white.
You know, 12-inch of white. And then you're in front of me. You turn to me and you go, 12-inch white? Whoa, I got to see this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The first time I walk into a Subway, I call bullshit. 12 inches in white? Fuck off.
So it's fuck off.
Yes, I was always funny. I know. Anyway, should we hop on a story?
Buy a Subway card. That's all I'm saying. Moving on. All right, so let's talk about a crappy vacation.
Okay.
Because I need one, but not a crappy one.
No.
Flock of geese poops on Disneyland party.
Oh, Disneyland. That's in Anaheim, right? Yeah.
Well, let's read through and find out if that's okay. What it is, because they usually get it wrong.
Yes.
Hazmat crews attended the theme park. I love how it starts. After 17 visitors were struck with fecal matter, geese dumped a very unmagical surprise on a group of Disneyland visitors on Friday. Police say 7 people were struck with poop as a flock of birds flew over the theme park in Anaheim, California, just before 9 p.m. Mm. So a hazmat... It's like... it's, come on, Goofy!
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Get the hazmat! You can do the voice, can't you?
Oh, boy. Anyway, yeah. We, why are we returning?
That's a lot of poop.
Back to the Future last week, Mickey this week. Yes, yeah, I sure. have a very high voice. Yeah. I get it. Okay, so is it because hazmat? Because they're worried? Because obviously if they're flying north, because it's summer, so if they're heading north and they, obviously if they're in Anaheim, they probably were in Mexico. Or drinking Mexican water.
Yeah,
maybe.
So a lot of these are Taco Bell geese.
Yes, Taco Bell geese, yes.
There's just so much poop.
they eat Mexican food all winter.
Yeah.
And then they go fly to Canada.
They don't even make it halfway where they shit themselves. And hazmat crews attended an area near Sleeping Beauty's castle following reports that 11 adults, 6 children had been hit with fecal matter. Officers soon determined, however, that the geese who flown overhead were to blame. No crime occurred. They thought somebody was like flinging poop at them. The Anaheim Police Department posted on Twitter, no injuries and no transports. Yeah, I guess they mean for ambulance. All guests are healthy and happy. They like shit.
It's shit again. I get the old, what is the oldest saying? I know shit happens. Like yes, it's horrible. Nobody wants to get shit on it, but it's a bird. It's in the sky. You're outside. It's
exactly. Yeah. And this is but this was like a carpet bombing apparently.
Wow.
The fucking geese were pissed, man. We saw you pull back that goal.
Well, that's
so park staff let the people who had been pooped on get themselves cleaned up in a private restroom. According to the Orange County Register, officials also provided them with clean clothes so they could return to the park. You can tell who they are, right? Because they're all wearing like Mickey Mouse shirts, Mickey Mouse shorts,
yeah,
Mickey Mouse shoes. They're wearing the hat.
Like, oh my god, how much shit was there that they need?
Just I mean, Taco Bell, man. It'll go through a geese.
It will go through geese.
And you know what's funny is, all right, sir, we got you some fresh clothes. I'm like, why the Mickey Mouse hat? That's part of the uniform, sir. You have to wear this.
Yeah.
Till you wear your own clothes. Standard issue.
Yes. Remember, you can't point with one finger. You got to point like as with 3 fingers, like direct people that way. Yeah, there's certain things we have to do here at Disney parks. I don't know. I'm not a.
But imagine that. You're like, oh, we're going to have a great day at the park today. What is that? Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I love how they're like, hazmat crews were called in. It's like, why does Disney have hazmat crews on standby? How often are people shitting on each other that they got a team standing by on speed dial?
Well, there's a lot. I'm sure there's a lot of vomiting going on. Maybe they got.
Oh, this reminds me of my sister-in-law had posted something on Facebook that it looks like the dog, the big dog, I believe is the big dog, ate a $20 bill.
Oh, no.
She was like, did my dog just eat a $20 bill? So, of course, people are making jokes.
Yeah.
And my reply was, I think you're going to find out pretty quick that $20 ain't worth shit.
Yeah. Well, but, hey, we got the new polymer bills now. Right?
That's like what he ate.
Yeah, so here in Canada, like syrup
and ate the damn thing.
Our folding money is polymer. It's like a plastic. It's not paper anymore like the States. So, like Australia too, they know they have the same as us. And I think some of the
I know like all over. There's some in Africa. There's some in Middle East. Like, there's a bunch of different countries that have it. They're great. It's great because when you go swimming, you don't your money doesn't get wrecked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, if you forget a bill somewhere or it goes in the wash, the money's still fine. Except if it gets a tear in it, forget it, man. It. There's no stopping the tearing.
Yeah.
It's like a supersonic tear.
But the thing is, too, they're saying like with paper money now, we're saving because they don't have to replenish. They stay in circulation longer.
Oh yeah, of course.
So
yeah. So that.
But 20's coming out. It'll be good. Just wash her off.
Just wait for it. Yeah.
It's coming. Just wash it off.
Yeah, there was another story where a guy bought a car and his wife had not. I think I may have mentioned this on the show before, but the wife had never, in 20 years, had never used the stove. Okay. It was in Australia. And so he took the money that he sold his Toyota Corolla, and it was all cash. And he's like, where do I hide this money for now? Where do I put it? And he just said, fuck it, I'll just put it in the oven. Well, the first time in 20 years, the wife decides to use the oven. And it's polymer bills, right?
Oh.
Just melted the block of this money. So the guy went to the bank and went, I want my money. And they went, no, sir, these are all damaged. He's like, no. He's like, this is still plastic.
Yeah.
It's still currency. I want my money. So I don't know how they even measure. I know for us, we have a scale.
Yes.
You literally put the money down on a scale, and it tells you based on how much it's ripped, how much you can get percentage-wise for it.
Okay.
So if it's torn in half, you get 50% of the bill value. It's legal tender here.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah. I did not know that. The thing is that the reason people say that our money smells like maple syrup, it's because they actually smells like table syrup. And the reason it smells like table syrup is because it's almost plastic anyways.
Yes.
You smell it like a liquid polymer. It doesn't smell like pure maple
syrup. Not that we put bills up to our nose or inner nose and breathe in really heavily.
Oh, we've all tried it. Well, the moment that somebody said it smelled like maple syrup, we're all smelling the bills. I smell plastic.
So for those cocaine users out there, you get table syrup flavored.
Yeah, and everybody's like, it smells like maple syrup. It doesn't smell. It smells like table syrup, which is plastic.
Yes, I think somebody's stepping on your drugs. This obviously has been stepped on with table syrup. That's just the bills.
Yeah. What is it? 90% of the bills in the U.S. have cocaine on them.
Yes.
And 100% in Canada have maple syrup. So
yeah, well, it's
even the paper ones.
Yeah. even our loonies. It's weird. Or change. They're all gummy. Just sticky. All right.
They're easier to roll like that. Okay, man.
Actually, you know what? Let's real quick housekeeping. This will take 2 seconds. Okay. We'll get back to the second story. Twitter, where can they find us?
At Roman Podcast.
And our website?
RomanPodcast.com.
And they can send their tasty nudes to our email account, which is
RomanPodcast@gmail.com.
Boom. There you go.
And also tasteful nudes.
And tasteful.
You don't want to leave Rob out.
No, because so I don't look at the
tasty
ones.
I think we should go over. There's been 3-4 episodes now. I think you should go over the difference between the two.
All right. I'm a happily married man. I got a newborn baby in the house. And I am, if you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them my way, Kara Rob, at that email address, RomanPodcast@gmail.com. But if you have any tasty nudes, you can send them to Roman and he will peruse said nudes.
Yes, you know what tasty means, and you know what peruse means, so thank you.
Yes, there we go. Back to our regular schedule programming. What's the next story?
Okay, well, we've got a couple here. I'm just wondering, because I don't think we'll get through all of them, so I just want to make sure that we get some of the good ones here.
Okay. Now you're people like, oh, fuck, what was the bad ones?
Yeah, well, some of them are – it's Florida, man. What can
I
do? I know. So this one is not Florida,
Yoo-hoo.
Right? But upset over onions, drunk man exposes himself and threatens to shoot restaurant owner.
Naturally. Go on.
Are there onions in this? Hang on, sir. Let me check. Yes, sir. The kitchen says there are onions. Here's my penis. It's like, well, what kind of trigger is that?
Well, is this one of those, like, was it onion rings? Like, was he just sizing himself up? The Michigan
man apparently upset his food included onion is jailed on charges that he made drunken threats to shoot the owner of a Pittsburgh restaurant before exposing himself.
Naturally.
43-year-old, this is like an Indian name, but I won't
say it. We don't usually mention the names anyway.
Of Rochester. Remained in Allegheny County Jail on Thursday on charges of terroristic threats, indecent exposure, public drunkenness, and resisting arrest. Well, police say the man ate at an all-Indiana restaurant on Monday night and then returned Tuesday to rant and complain about the onions. So he came back the next day.
Oh, of course. Imagine, like, having such a bad – or getting your order wrong, and then the next night you're getting all pissed up, and then you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to go complain.
I want to go do it. Yeah. I'm going to go do it.
Because everybody has those moments when they're like, oh, somebody says something like, oh, somebody cuts you off in traffic, and you, oh, I should have said this, or I should have said, oh, fuck. You always think of something after the fact, but very rarely do you get hammered and, you know what, I'm going to rectify this situation.
The owner tells police that that he had threatened to shoot him, so he called police. That's when this guy confronted by the restaurant owner and another employee, pulled down his pants and exposed himself.
Yes.
Huh? How you like these onions?
Count the rings on this.
Yeah. It's cold, so there'll be a few of them. Online court records don't list an attorney for the gentleman. Police say he resisted arrest and he had to be lifted and carried to a police cruiser.
Ah, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, poor cops, eh? It's like, oh, man, we got to get him. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so apparently onions are a trigger. Maybe it's
one of the triggers. And there's no easy way to get a nude guy in your police cruiser, especially if he's hammered. Like, it's like you ever get in a fight with a nude guy? Like, it just doesn't happen. Like,
well, that leads to my next story.
Oh, there we go. Segways.
I wasn't sure if I was going to say two new ones, but you know what? You've segued it perfectly. I'm going to tell this story.
All right.
Florida.
Yes.
Dash cam catches naked Florida man damaging patrol car following crash. Authorities say that a Florida man got out of his car after a crash, stripped out of his clothes, walked away from the scene, and then damaged the door of the responding deputy's patrol car. Marin County Sheriff's officials said in a statement that 18-year-old – he didn't look 18 in the video, but 18-year-old, this dude, has been charged with one felony count of criminal mischief and one misdemeanor count of criminal mischief after Wednesday night's crash. The dash cam shows him walking naked before the deputy stops him. When he tries to open the patrol car door – the deputy says, that's not normal. Then adds, you are absolutely naked, my man. Another thing, not normal.
Yeah.
He says he's accused of ripping off the door handle of another deputy's vehicle. He remains in jail, and jail records don't list an attorney for him. Look, I saw the video on this. He was actually walking on the side of the road for a while, and the cop car pulled up behind him and was like, you know, whooping him. And he just kind of looked back at him. He's like, what? What? So then he's like, how's everything going? He goes, I didn't do anything wrong. He goes, oh, no, I know, I know. And he's kind of talking to the guy, but the guy's naked.
Yeah. Just like, question.
He's like, were you part of that accident back there? No.
No.
Are you sure? Because, you know, you're not acting right. He goes, what do you mean? Well, you're naked, for one.
Well, the witnesses at the scene said they saw a naked man flee the scene of the accident, and...
Since we see your twigs and berry, we're going to guess it's you.
Yes, exactly. I don't see that naked man.
He's like, okay, well, hang on. Come this way. Come to my car. So he's walking him back to the car. And then just now it comes out of view of the video, but you hear him struggling and fighting and all that. And then he's like, stop it. What are you doing? Stop it. Stop it. And then he's like, you can tell he kind of, you know, he subdues him and he says, you know, you're not being normal. He's just trying to wreck my vehicle. He goes, that's not normal. And also, you're naked, my man.
Yeah.
Not normal.
Not normal.
And then he brings him back to the front of the vehicle. And it's just like, he just kind of held him there. You can tell he didn't want to bend him over the roof.
No, of course not. Yeah.
Of the car. He was like, you know what? I'm just going to, because he called for another unit. And I'm like, he's not going to bend him over that car. If he does that, this video is getting out and they're never going to stop hounding him.
Well, yeah, I'd say, especially when you get the dash cam going. They all have one. Like, man, the videos that come out of these things. Like, I watched one a couple weeks ago. There was a state police officer that pulled over a city police officer because he was going, 120 miles an hour?
Fuck.
Yeah, like, just, like, cruising. And then they see this state police officer, this woman, she pulls him over and is like, hey, what's going on? Yeah, she's like, it took her forever because she went behind him, lit up her cherries, and woo, I'm trying, no. And then finally he pulled over and she gun drawn the whole bit. Well, you know, the States, they go, you got to keep your hands on the wheel. Like Canada, we just kind of, everybody gets out and, hey, how's it going, eh?
Oh, I never get out. What the hell with that?
You're going a little fast back there, eh, buddy? Sorry, man. I just had myself a double-double there. I got to get to the pisser. No, right on, eh? Okay, we'll see you later, buddy. And then, but in the States, you don't get out of your car, you don't say boo, you put your hands on the wheel, like, you don't even reach in your glove box for your ownership until the cop is there to tell you to do so. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's just certain things you just
So she had pulled him over and basically was going to arrest him?
Yeah, oh yeah, she arrested him, yeah. Rightfully so.
And he was like, I believe he was pissed too.
Oh yeah, he's like, I'm a cop. Like, she did her job, and rightfully so. This guy had nowhere to, like, he wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't like he was chasing, responding to a call in a hurry. He's going 120 miles an hour. That's quick.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what, though? I've driven in a lot of the highways, and especially if you get on the major highways, 95, 75, all those. Your speed is a minimum 100.
Miles?
Miles an hour, yeah.
Wow.
You can go 70, sometimes up to 100.
Yeah,
and it's fabulous.
It's fabulous.
Oh, it's amazing. 70, 75, so 65, 70, 75, 80, and then sometimes 90. And I think I hit one that was 100. And it's like minimum 100, maximum 120. And since everybody's going at the same speed,
it works
really well, like it does in Europe. But it, for some reason, in North America, when you hit those speeds, it's just when you try stopping, you need a lot of room.
Oh, yeah, that's just it. Like, the second, I mean, well, especially up here, a deer runs out on the road, like, you're going through them. Like.
I heard a warning. There was an Algonquin campground. They're like, we want to put on a warning for moose. I'm like, what? And apparently in the last week, there have been two collisions where people have run into moose.
Yeah. And people that aren't familiar, we're not talking Kevin Smith moose jaws here. Like, moose are huge. Like, they will destroy your car.
Oh, yeah, and walk away. Like, yep. These things are massive. They're like rhinos. They're so freaking big.
Yeah.
And because Algonquin Park is one of those protected parks, it's a federal park, provincial park, there are a lot of animals there, and they're just telling them to be careful, to drive safer, because, they keep hitting the moose.
Yeah.
It's probably the same damn moose.
Probably the same moose. He's like, hey, fuck just, off, just
give
eh?
Give him the middle hoof.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, eh? Buddy.
Fucking guy.
Going for a rip there, and you fucking clip me at the knees. Fuck off. Anyway, I think that's lots of Canadian for this week. So, in summary, don't walk around nude or flee a scene of an accident nude.
Yeah, so if you're going to be nude, make sure it's not from leaving the scene of an accident and damaging a police car. Or because you're upset you got onions.
Yes, yeah. We don't want to be nude for onions. Yeah.
And those in Mexico listening, please stop feeding the geese.
Yes, exactly.
They're shitting on people at Disneyland.
There we go. What more do you need? Like, kids, you don't even, like, fuck, skip graduation. Don't go to school this week.
If we can button hook this whole thing,
right?
It all comes down to buy dad a Subway card.
Yes. Ba-dum-ps. There we go. Okay, so
anything else we want to talk about before we want to go?
No,
Amazon link, all that stuff.
We can. If you are on our website, we have a little Amazon widget, and if you're shopping at Amazon, go there. Go to our site first and click the banner, and Amazon gives us the kits. Other than that, where can the good people find you personally on Twitter?
Oh, right. They can find me at Roman Citizens on the Snapchats, Instagrams, and all those things.
Twitter. So you can find me at Robert MM Cast on the Twitters, and you can see me at Cast 1973 on Instagram. And also remember, I do all that talkstarwars.co.uk stuff. If you're into the Star Wars thing, that's a really good crew and a really good group over there. So check that website out. And of course, see my good buddy Chris at the Retro Rocket on Twitter. That's where I get my comic book pulls. And of course, hey, if you're following me, my personal on Twitter, I take pictures of my pulls as mentioned by the Grolix podcast, Randy and
Jesse. yes, those guys.
Yeah,
and I got something cooking up for those guys.
Oh good. Yeah, did you one of their promos, and I'm you know, I should play it right after the show here, but they mentioned, hey, it's not fair that, you mean, I give them pictures of my comic book pulls every week because they're a comic book show, and right, we get tasty nudes, and he's like, not right, fair. So I sent Randy one of our tasty nudes. I told him not to share it because we don't share it. But like, here's a blurred out face. But he, look at, this is what we get. And he's like, oh my God, he's naked. And why is he outside? Why? I'm like, there, stop complaining. Do you like comic book pictures now? Well, I thought so. Be careful what you wish for.
You didn't send him any of the good ones from the 80s.
No. Okay. No. And I would never share with somebody on the outside, but like I said, I made sure it was safe, as like, here it is.
I know which one it is, and that person would be laughing.
Yes.
That you sent it around. He would find it hilarious.
There we go. So, but we're just all joking aside. We appreciate it. Randy's awesome. He does all that work at EMC and the podcast network, and it's really, really cool. And we do appreciate everything he does. And we love joking with each other. So, jokingly sending each other promos is fun. So,
yes.
But I'll play one right after the show, and you'll hear it for yourself. Nice. So, other than that, until next week, I'm Rob Gast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
This is Randy. And
this is Jesse.
And we are 2/3 of the Grolix Podcast. Hey, Roman Podcast listeners, did you know Robert was actually on our show once? Yeah, he's a nerd.
He buys comics every Wednesday.
He sends us pictures of these comics. What kind of deal is this? They get tasteful nudes and tasty nudes. We get comic book pictures. We get new Comic Wednesdays pictures. I don't know which one of us is getting the better deal.
It's true.
By the way, we talk about comics, and if you go to GrolixPodcast.com, you'll hear us do that. GrolixPodcast.com. It's GrawlixPodcast.com.
Hi. This is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangibound Network? That's right. Go check out tangiboundnetwork.com. You can look them up, and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile-friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.